The American Legion celebrates its 99th birthday this year, and Ohio Legionnaires gathered today in Columbus for their annual convention. The challenges that face returning veterans only seem to grow, but membership in the American Legion continues to decline. The evening crowd slowly wanders in at American Legion Post 532 in Southwest Columbus. It's a Tuesday, and they do a weekly taco dinner. Post Commander Bernie Brogan served in the Army as a military policeman during the Vietnam era. He says all the bar stools will be gone within an hour.
I mean, a lot of people think all we do is sit around, drink beer, and tell war stories, but and sometimes that might happen a little bit, but there's much more to it than that, believe me.
Since its inception, the American Legion has lobbied on behalf of veterans, playing an instrumental role in passing the GI Bill and pushing for greater access to health care. But Legion membership has marched steadily downward since the early 90s. Last year, the rolls dipped below 2 million for the first time since 1945. And in Ohio, the Legion has lost over a third of its members in the last two decades.
When I joined here 27 years ago, we probably had 45 or 50 World War II veterans still active in this post. And I have two now, just two. I lost one last week. That leaves me two.
Interim Adjutant for Ohio, Suzette Heller, is blunt about the current state of the Legion.
We're bleeding right now. The American Legion is literally bleeding by losing our members. And so somehow, some way, we have to stop the bleeding. And how we do that, I don't have a solid answer for that.
The overall population of veterans is declining, and those who served since 1990 now make up the largest share. But as the Legion shrinks through attrition, it's having a tough time attracting those younger men and women in uniform. People like Heller, who served in the Army and National Guard from 1993 to 2005.
The biggest challenge of getting those new members in is really educating veterans about what our organization does. We are not just the post in your community that sells drinks. We're not just a bar.
Heller says the canteen often associated with the Legion gives members the camaraderie they had in the service. But more importantly, it helps serve as an early support system for dealing with post-traumatic stress before the disorder had a name. Now, the Legion advocates for access to mental health services and helps veterans navigate the VA claims process. But Heller says the organization hasn't always done a great job explaining the importance of its work to potential members.
If you're a veteran who served in the Gulf War or post 9/11, and you're receiving any kind of benefits while you're on active duty or during service or after service, you're receiving those benefits as a result of the work that the American Legion does.
Even if the numbers look grim, Bernie Brogan remains optimistic about the Legion's future. He's not worried about the slow pace of young veterans joining, in part because he was slow to join too.
When I was younger, I was already out of the military for 20-some years before I ever joined the first Veterans Club. And, I mean, I had to work. I didn't have time to come down here and sit and drink a beer and enjoy myself. I had to work.
Veterans fall into two broad cohorts. Those, like Brogan, who served during Vietnam or before, and more recent service members like Heller. Finding a way to bridge that gap will be front and center this weekend, as Ohio Legionnaires meet for the 100th time to chart a course for the coming year. Nick Evans, WOSU News.